Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 11th. I am excited to be alive another day, bring you another episode. This is actually our 102nd episode, so excited to break that 100 mark. For more information, you guys know you can follow me on Twitter at SteveTheScout81 or the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and definitely check out myself and the other writers at PigskinNut.com. Pigskin Nut, for those that are crazy about football, it is an all-access website where we give you individual coverage of all 32 NFL teams, college scouting reports, NFL scouting reports, as well as fantasy football news and coverage of every major college conference. So today is a Tuesday. So we don't got football for a couple days. So I'm not going to talk about a game preview or you know game analysis. Today is simply to focus on what I love, which is scouting. Not that I don't focus on scouting when I'm talking about and recapping the games, but I like to get into some more nitty-gritty stuff, which is what I'm going to do today. So today I'm going to talk about why there is a shortage of good offensive linemen in the NFL. If you notice, the last several years, there have been a lot of, I guess we can call the term draft bust at the offensive lineman position. We've seen it a lot at the tackle position, and today I'm going to talk about why exactly that is and really unpack that for you. So, with that being said, I'm just going to dive right into it. I'm going to try to keep today pretty short and sweet and keep it moving. So, when you look at college football has a surplus of good interior and edge rushers coming into the NFL every single year. With all the great offensive football that you see in the NFL, this surplus of good defensive linemen, it creates a nice balance for the league, but it does present another issue, and that is, and that's an issue that the NFL is going to continue to deal with. The issue I'm talking about is also a surplus, but it's really more in the negative sense. Simply stated, we have right now a surplus of offensive linemen getting drafted who are not NFL ready. That has been obvious the last several years. It's become problematic for some teams in the NFL, and it's probably going to continue to get worse. It seems like every single year we're dealing with the Great Depression when it comes to finding quality offensive linemen, most notably at the tackle position, primarily left tackle. The simple truth of this, it provides an increased value to quarterbacks and centers who have a good feel for setting protection and understanding what the defense is trying to accomplish. Look, in the NFL nowadays, you're always hearing about mobile quarterbacks nowadays. Look, one of the added values for also having a mobile quarterback nowadays is because of offenses having to change up the things they do and the players they draft, the quarterbacks they draft, just the way of doing things to offset the fact that a lot of these offensive linemen are not pro ready. I'm not going to say that we're not still seeing plenty of non-mobile quarterbacks get the job done at a high level. I don't think the non-mobile pocket passer is going to be extinct anytime in the foreseeable future. But you need guys who can really move around, slide, and get outside the pocket and still make the big time throws. Look, I'm not saying that we have not had any good offensive linemen enter the league recently. But when you compare it to the sheer number of elite defensive linemen and edge rushers, it's really more unbalanced than we've ever seen before. So, you know, why is this happening at the offensive lineman position? Why are we seeing so many draft busts? There's three reasons I'll pin it on. Number one is really going to be the more expansive reason, is that the spread option offenses. It's spread offense, but it's also an option offense. And you look at since the days of Vince Young and the success that he had in college, the style of offense, you know, this spread option offense, it's been adopted by a steadily increasing number of college teams. This creates a variety of problems. Number one, you have a limited number of reps with your hand in the dirt. A lot of these guys are playing in a two-point stance. The tempo of this, the tempo of that kind of play at the college level, it's far because of that hurry up spread offense. It's far less likely that you're going to see a defense utilize creativity. Why? Because the defense is gassed and they simply don't have enough time or enough energy to execute a lot of these more exotic blitz packages. You also look at pass blocking in these offenses. It's easier because the QB is typically getting the ball out of his hand quickly, not going through his progressions, doing dump off screen passes, and again, not working through his progressions. Thus, the play is not taking as long. You look at trying to scout the game. This is going to force the offensive linemen to take far fewer reps that are going to translate to the next level because they're always in that hurry up spread offense. Also, when you look at just the reaction and the mental processing, a lot of these spread offense offensive linemen, they're dealing with a lot of automatic reaction, not always having the same kind of plan of attack that you're going to need in the NFL. And look, it's all about in the spread offense, it's all about getting ready for the next play and having good cardio. You see guys that are gassed, they're not finishing blocks. It requires far less mental processing, which, look, it works in college, no doubt, but not finishing blocks, not having that elite mental processing, that hurts you when you get to the NFL. Also, in spread offenses, look, I'm not going to say that there's not an emphasis in size and strength, but a big part of the emphasis is on cardio and athleticism. Look, you can be athletic, but that does not mean you are a good football player. There's two different things. I think one can maybe aid the other, but difference between being a good athlete and a good football player, very different. Also, I mean, you know, because these offenses, they're spread out, obviously the word spread, you're seeing that, you know, these teams, these offensive linemen, in the NFL, you need to spend time working in some heavier formations, which they're also not getting. So that's my reason why the spread option offense is hurting the NFL offensive lineman draft classes, causing more draft busts, making it harder to scout the position. Second thing is that you look at the NFL nowadays, the offensive linemen have way less time to practice. The NFL's collective bargaining agreement has very strict limitations regarding practice time. It's giving fewer reps to the offensive linemen who desperately need them, who are coming out of these systems. And look, if you're a coach, you also probably don't want to deal with a $100,000 fine, which can be the end result if you do violate the CBA's practice rules. And lastly, when you look at scouts and trying to evaluate these players, scouts are having a harder time evaluating offensive linemen in these systems. Why? Because, look, I'm not taking anything away from their athleticism, but, you know, their spread option system, it really gives scouts a smaller sample size of tape to watch in hopes of understanding how that player's skill set is going to translate to the next level. So they really got to dig deeper into the tape. So how should NFL scouts go about evaluating NCAA offensive linemen? In spread option offenses, you have to dig deeper into the tape. That's why it's hard to find some of these guys. Spread option, you gotta dig deeper into the tape to find the traits that are transferable. You gotta look for fluid hips, a pre-snap stance, because look, I'll tell you, stance is something you always work on. You have to have intelligence, which I think is lost in some of these college systems. And look, you still have to have the good length. You have to have the physical tools. So those are my reasons why we're seeing so many offensive linemen not pan out in the NFL and why it's really so hard to scout this position for the incoming draft classes. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Again, for more information, follow me on Twitter at SteveTheScout81, the Pro Football Scouting Podcast on Facebook, or you can follow us also at PigskinNut.com for those that are crazy about football. Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, signing off.